Right? Kasher vati avot. So the Gemara says, everybody knows the Gemara, famous Gemara, that just like I kasher vati beisamu, kacha v'mimcho. Basically, Esther Malka was telling Mordechai that she's going to go in. Such a mysterious nefesh, she's going in. Not only she's suffix hakana, she's going to go in now and she's going to be Aswan Mordechai. She asks, why is she Aswan Mordechai? Right? What? This is the problem. If Alpidin, she's supposed to go into Achashverosh. If Taka, she's supposed to go in. So why is she Aswan Mordechai? She should be Muter Aswan Mordechai. Why is she different than an Eishes Yisrael Shenen? So Mordechai wasn't a Kohen. A Kohen is a special halacha that if his wife, even if she's Nensa, she's also Asur Labayla. But Eishes Yisrael Shenensa is Muter Aswan Labayla. Right? As long as she didn't go Barotzen. So L'chayrim L'Rashach. I mean, the Gemara seems to be saying, till now I went in Ba'inus, and now I have to go in Barotzen. Right? That was the Gemara. But L'maisa, she's going Barotzen. Is she going Apidin? Is she allowed to go in? Is Apidin? She's not allowed to go in. If she's allowed to go in, so then why is she also on Mordechai? She's allowed to go in. She's allowed to go in. L'chayra, she's better than an anus. There's a tzad to say that she's better than an anus. Why? First of all, if she's mechuyif to go in, so then it should be like, asei deichelois asei kilu. If the mitzvah is that she should go in, even as an ishus is, she should go in. Right? So she's better than an anus. Anus is the Arab Kiveger in Ksubis. It's the famous of Kiveger. In Ksubis, the Sugi Lamed Aleph, and the Sugi of Akira Tzorach Hanocha. Kiveger has a Shaila, if there's even a Komlei B'derabba B'nei Bayonis. If somebody is over something, Isser Shabbos, Isser Ski, Isser Chalev, somebody does it Bayonis, do they still have a Komlei B'derabba B'nei? Or do we say, if you did it Bayonis, it's like you didn't do the Aveir at all? Right? B'shoigig, there is Kom Levi D'Rabbanan. We pask. We pask, and if somebody's Mechal Shabbos B'shoigig, and the same time he stole, it's Potter. Right? Somebody, what's that loch if you were Oynes? Kivegas has a Shaila in Ksubis based on the Gemara. Tochav Lechaver B'veis Abliya. Kivegas has a Shaila. Right? What's the Tutstadim of Reb Kivega? Do we say Oynes is a Ptur? Do we say when somebody is honest, he's potter, but they still have it? You don't get penalized, you're potter. Or do we say that honest is kilu, he did nothing? It's not a ma'is aveira b'chlal. Or it's not a siachas to you, however you want to learn. Nothing happened. Right? But those are two tzadim. There's a tzad to say that it's a ma'is aveira, and you just don't get punished. Now, there happens to be that there's a or Sameach, that's Mechalik, between different types of oinus. But L'chayra, if Esther went into Achashverosh and she had a mitzvah to go in, she had a chiv to go in, so she's better than an oinus. She's better than an oinus. She's a mitzvah to go in. What's the shayla? If L'chayra, if she had a mitzvah to go in, it's Pikuach Nefesh of Gans Klal Yisrael. Pikuach Nefesh of Gans Klal Yisrael. In fact, the Noi de Biyuhuda in his famous tshuva, he wants to say that's why Esther was allowed to go in. It was Pikuach Nefesh Gans Klal Yisrael. His famous shaila, there was 3 days in the poiskin. The Marik, Noi de Biyuhuda, and then there was like a Divrei Chaim and others who had a different ashita. There was a Maaseh Shehoya where a goy came and a group of goyim, and they endangered an entire caravan of people, of Yidden. And one lady was able to be mezane with the person, one of the people that was doing it, and that way save everybody. And there was a big vikuach then in the poskim if what she did was taka alpitin, or was there yaharik val yavra? Arayas? Harik Val Yavar. It wasn't Karka Olam. She did it. She went and did it. Again, qualify your question.
I think we learned last year we were discussing something, I don't remember exactly what it was, where I think you said that if someone's not strong enough to be Yahara instead of Yahweh.
That's not the case here. The case is she went to be Mizana in order to save the whole group of people. That was her purpose. It's not like somebody came and forced her to be Mizana. That's the Ma'aseh of Esther Malka, maybe. And on that, the Gemara brings down Esther was a Karka Olam. She's Karka Olam. That's called, a woman's called passive. Here she did a Ma'aseh. But she did a Ma'aseh to save Pikuach Nefesh. The Shaila was she allowed to do it? Was she not allowed to do it? And if she was allowed to do it, is she Muteris Labayla? There were three opinions. The Noida Biyuda actually holds Yaharek Val Yav. The Noida Biyuda, if she would have asked the Noida Biyuda Shaila, he would have said, don't do it. Not allowed to do it. Can't do it. She did it. I'm saying he would have told her, don't do it. Yaharek Val Yav. He brings down the tshuva, I asked Amalka. Says that was Hatzol for Gans Klal Yisrael. That's Gans Klal Yisrael. Can't bring a raya from Gans Klal Yisrael. That was for Gans Klal Yisrael. Basically, don't bring a raya. It was Al Pinovi. It was for Gans Klal Yisrael. That's a different story. That's the Noida Biyuda. Then you have the Marik. The Marik is a middle opinion. The Marik holds that the lady was supposed to do it. The lady Taka was supposed to do it. And Taka, it's like an oinus. She's allowed to do it. But she's Asur Labayla. That's what we'll get to. That mamish fits with Esther, L'chair. And then you have Rav Shlomo Kluger and the Divrei Chaim. They hold allowed and Muteris Labayla. The problem is, so why was Esther also, according to them? According to Shlomo Kluger, why did Esther tell Mordechai Kasher Avadi Avoti? According to him, if a woman put herself to a goy to be mezana to save a rabbim, allowed to do it, and she's not also labayla. No, I go to Shaila. So Shlomo Kluger says a chap. He says by Esther Amalka, it wasn't Hatzola Brura. She didn't go into Achashverosh. Achashverosh said, listen, if you come and you do beer, and you come to me, you have beer with me, then I'm going to save Klal Yisrael. Then Rosh Shlomo Kluger says, Taka would have been mutter. And she would have mutter on Mordechai. But since the whole Hatzolah was, it wasn't from that mice, and they made a Mishnah, and it was a unraveling of events, Mimela, that's why she was also. Taka, if Achashverosh would have sent a message, telegram to Esther, come to me and I'll save Klal Yisrael. Paskin to Shlomo Kluger, she would have been mutter on Mordechai. But that's not what happened. There was no such a telegram. And Mimela, she went in to Achashverosh to see, to talk, to handle, to this, make a party, a hum on this. It was part of the whole story. So on that, Taka, there wouldn't have been a heter. Taka would not have been a heter. And Mimele, B'chai Gavne, she's Asur Labayla. That's the Shlomo Kluger. The Marik's opinion is that Esther Amalka, even though she went in B'heter, she's still Asur Labayla. This is his unbelievable chiddush. He holds that a woman that's Mizana, she's Asur Labayla, because she contaminated the ishus. It's as though it's a chet to the Baal. And Marek, his chiddush is that let's say a woman is a shegeges. The woman is, she doesn't, not ba'inus. Ba'inus we know she's mutter on her husband. What happens if the woman is a shegeges? Is she mutter on a Baal? Marek holds, asura. Because he says, even though she's a shaygig, that's bein adam l'makom. L'maisa, she knowingly went out of the marriage. And he says, the pasuk says, mal or boy mal. It's almost like the marriage gets infected, kilu, between her and her husband. And that's it. Osir. It's a hard musik. Because l'chaira, especially here by Mordechai, this I would like to hear what the Olam has to say about this. Does the Olam remember the Shaila had a couple of years ago with Rav Ari sent? You remember Shimi? No? Your father came to me with a very big Shaila. You remember the Shaila? Whew, this was a Shaila. This is a once-in-a-lifetime Shaila. I told to Rav Chaim he was platzen from this Shaila. What a Shaila. The Chof K was Makar of somebody. Can you ask your father who remembered it? He still remembers the story. They were Makar of somebody. An older Yid with his wife became firm. Because they got so firm, they mamish became religious. At age, 75, 80. They realized, as they educated themselves, that they were never married al pidin. Let's get married. Sounds pretty easy, right? Okay, get together. Went to Bezdin and Elizabeth, I think it was Rav Taitz's Bezdin. Anyway, Kedas Moshe Yisrael. So the Rav, rightfully so, asked the woman, this old lady, this Babichka, Ethel. The name wasn't Ethel, right? Ethel the Babichka, were you ever married before? She said, not really. He said, well, not really. She goes, yeah, she goes, 60 years ago, I was married for 6 months to some maneuver. It was not a Sigun Garnish. Sigonist. He's only Sigonist. You married. Did you ever get a get? She never got a get, Al Pi Din. She had a divorce. So one second. Did you get married with that person? Yeah. She got married, had a regular chasna. So it could be it was a kosher chasna. And we had a whole thing with the chasna. Anyway, you need a get. Go find a guy. They found the guy. It was a mess that they found him. In Las Vegas. An alte verkochene Hayid. In Las Vegas. Somehow, Nisei Shemayim, the guy was masking to give a get. They sent the shluchim to, I think it was Las Vegas. It's either Hawaii or Las Vegas. One of these. Po'isei Mokam. I mean, Hawaii is further. And they, Lemaisa, they got a get out of him. Baruch Hashem. We can finally marry the Baba and the Zay there. Yeah? One of the Dayanim on the Bezel went, one second. She's a Saita. She's a Saita. She's married. She's married. If she was married and then she was still Ashish, all these years she was living by herself. A soita is not allowed to even go back to her husband, not allowed to go to the boil. She's Asurila Baal, Asurila Boil. She can't go back to her husband, she can't go to the guy she had relations with. Stuck. Imagine. I don't think the couple were following all the intricacies, Baruch Hashem, because that would have made it even more crazy. All they knew was that they hit it. So Rabari came to me, Shimi's father, and he was like, Rebbe, this is not a good matzah. What do we do here? So Zechareingelecht, I threw myself into it. The Shaila. It was a great shimush for the Talmidim then. Because I went through all the tzadim. So mamish, this is sugya. The end is I was ma'at to her, and I was Masada Kedushin. By me and Shul. And some of the Talmidim were I needed a minion. Talmidim were there, by the chasana. So what was the hetah? Well, let's first go the other way. What was the issa? The issue is she's a soita, maybe. Now, why am I saying maybe soita? Number one, who says that original wedding was a wedding? So it turned out there was some kind of paper they found, signed from that original wedding, somehow in the paperwork. There's a lot of nisim here. And it said the guy signed, Reverend, the guy who married them all signed the name. Reverend, in our day, I mean, you guys don't even know what Reverend is conservative. An Orthodox Rav doesn't sign Reverend, Bederach Klal. But I called Rav Nota Greenblatt, Zola Gesundheit, from from Memphis. And I asked him, Reb Noter, he was from those days, he would know. He said, Reverend, some Orthodox rabbis, they also sign Reverend. It's possible. See, even though it's a good sad that it was not, there was no Edom in it. But the wife said, Asofik. I said, okay, so we have a problem. So we still have a possible problem. But we really have a Sfek Sfek here. Sofik, if it was a religious wedding, if they were, it wasn't a religious wedding. Sofik, if the Masada Kedushin was religious enough that he would have used Kosher Edom. Now, even if he used Kosher Edom, what about this many Rishonim who hold that a woman who was a she surely was Shegeges. Shegeg is Mutar Labayla. Elamai the Ramah is Machma like the Marik. But it's a Chazi to make a sex fake. That was the second. The third thing was, this couple was not going to separate. At 80 years old, they weren't, if anything could be, this would have pushed them away from Yiddishkeit completely. They weren't getting divorced now. That wasn't going to happen. So my cheshbon was, so al mesada kedusha. What am I doing? I'm only giving them I'm not mesayeya yidei avera. Adaraba. Now at least they're married. Right? I'm only helping. Plus, I wasn't mesayeya that there's anything going on there anyway, but that's a different issue. So I'm only at best a mesayeya. Now, when I finished it, I said, listen, I have a different svara. What's the whole marik? The whole marik is what? That the woman was shegeges, she still went against her husband. But here, the husband gave her a regular divorce. The original guy. As far as he was concerned, get out of here. I don't want you, you don't want me. So how could you call it mal or boy mal? How could you call it mal or boy mal? And I brought a raya. Rav Nata was masking to the raya because he's involved in gittin. That's all he does. I said I have a raya. It's a shayla in the poskim. What happens if a guy writes a get for his wife, gives her a get, and after the get we find that one of the eidim was possible. Meanwhile, she got married in the middle. So it's brought down in many of the poskim that in that case the woman is mutter labayla, mutter labayla. Because there, the husband sent her away. The marashach, the rishonim who hold shaygig, mutter, so she's mutter. Elamai the marik, is al tmal boy mal. But here you sent her away. So I was chazi that to hear also. So we had a cherry on top of the cake. So mikol holon taima, I was misadi. He liked the whole cheshbon. Anybody who knows Reb Chaim knows he doesn't pass in these kind of shaylas. But he very much liked the... It was one of the times where sometimes I get different smiles from Reb Chaim. This was like the biggest smile. The only bigger smile I got, Yank, if you remember, the one on video. My brother-in-law David went into him for a bracha, and he knew he was supposed to get a shtickle beard. Since then, my brother-in-law has this, like a little faith beard. So when he went into Reb Chaim, they have it on video, this, I think. So Reb Chaim went... bored. So my brother will show him. He has. I'm bored. So when Maseches Nozir, the halacha is that any hair that could be bent back to the root is called a shear sar. Kedei lochav roish shele ikrei. So I told Reb Chaim, "L'may say yesh be kedei lochav roish shele ikrei." So it's a beard. He loved that. He was like, "Who did I And he gave him a bracha without. He wasn't mechayiv him to grow any longer. But other than that smile, this I got the next biggest smile from him with this whole thing. It wasn't a shayla. At the end of the day, this couple was together. That was the... But Lamaisa, even without that, I would have still done it based on these other cheshbonos. So now let's get to Esther HaMalka. L'chaira, this should have been like the Marik. So L'chaira, maybe we have a raya from the Marik, not like these poskim who say that if the husband sends her away, gave her a get, and then the get ended up being possible, she's mutter. Here Mordechai sent her in too. And still the Marik, this is the mokal of the Marik, is our case here. So maybe this should be a raya. Not like this. But there's a big difference. Let me see if somebody could think about it. Anybody know? No? Think of a chiluk between L'chaira and Marik's case is also like that. Mordechai said, go with that. Anybody have a mahalach? No? The chiluk is like this. This that the poskim can say that if a guy divorced his wife and he gave her a get and turns out one of the Edom or Possum, so she's better than the Marik's case and she's mutter, that's because you were megarish. He said, you're not my wife anymore. So there was no boy. I disassociated. That's not called contaminating a marriage with a husband. Mordechai wasn't saying, we're not. The Rishonim Taka ask, why didn't Mordechai give Esther a get? That's a good child. Why didn't he give her a get now? Then he could have taken her back afterwards. Because Machzik Rishosa is only Osir if what? Bruch my boy. Machzer Grushosa is only Osir if what? Is if she got married in the middle. Somebody divorced his wife and she was with somebody in the middle, but there was no marriage. Could take her back. It's only if there was a marriage in the middle. Somebody, if Reuven divorces his wife and she halachically gets married to somebody else, then he can't take her back. So Tosfos Taka asks, Why wasn't Mordechai Megarish? So he says he didn't want to be Mefarsim that she was married to him, and if he would have given a get, would aid him. Whatever the Tirutzim are. Right? But the bottom line is, Mordechai wasn't Megarish Esther. So he didn't disassociate with her. The male, when she went in, she was still associated to Mordechai. That still has a shame site there. That's the chiluk in the cases. So anyway, so now we understand at least a little bit what the tzad is, that Esther was also on Mordechai. She was also on Mordechai als this cheshbon. Now, interestingly, there are those who hold takert that Mordechai was Megarish Esther. Some Rishonim hold not like Tosfos, and that was the kasha Ravadi. He couldn't be Mekadosh her back because that would have been, he didn't want to be Mefarsim. That she's his wife. He needed to have Asura. Edim, he was able to do quietly. Like the Gemara in Bava Basra. If you make a mechob if they shnayim and you say, don't say anything, it works. Klosa, that's it. But shnayim, by two people, but Nisuin needs Asura. So maybe he couldn't take her back. Hitaka gave her a get. Kasha Vadati is not al Zoyna. No, there's another pshat, not like the Marik. Couldn't take her back because that taka would have required a minute. Do we have time for another stickle or we're already out of time? What time is it? Oh, wow. Okay, we're out of time. Okay, we're going to spend another day tomorrow on the parak because there's still more to talk about.